described as a trailblazer, Northern Territory lawyer and Indigenous rights advocate. David Woodruff joins me now. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Mel. Good morning, everyone.
Gotta say, buddy, we really enjoyed the inaugural CDU Alumni Awards on Thursday night, and congratulations on not one but two awards.
No, thank you very much. It was actually a very fantastic night, especially just all of the stories of all the great Territorians and the great alumni and past students at Charles Darwin University.
And wow, don't we have some incredible people out there representing CDU and just doing incredible things in the world?
Absolutely. I think we sometimes kind of forget it. We kind of forget just how great the Territory is. Territorians, we do sometimes sort of think, you know, things are better down south, but there are some fantastic people who do really incredible work in all sort of types of fields. I think that's really what impressed me, some really lovely people who really love their work and love the Territory.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us, David, about the beginning of your CDU journey.
Oh, it goes a long way back now. It feels such a long way away. I suppose it's sort of growing up in the Territory and, you know, like many people's sort of history is part of the Territory. So my family really goes back to the old telegraph days. My grandma was part of the Stoller generation and part is also my dad at Carlin Compound, which was at Molly Point. So I went to Molly Point University at the then NTU and then the CDU. It's a very happy place for me also because it was the place my mum and dad met. At the old Darwin Hospital, my mum was a nurse there.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, went through studies, I wanted to be a lawyer. I just wanted to know when my family had ever gone to university. Went to university, wanted to stay in the Territory. I've always wanted to work in Aboriginal legal aid and I've just travelled all over the NT, and it's just, I've always loved it from the very first day to the present day. So it's just something you love and I think that's what keeps you going every single day.
And did you ever get itchy feet and think, maybe I'll take a look around, maybe I'll leave?
For a short period of time, I did some period. I went interstate, but then I can remember on the plane crying for leaving the Territory and missing it every single day. And I think that's what, for many people, is really this. There is that love for the NT, and that's what always has sort of kept me going. So there's no better place. I can't think of any better place than the NT because it's so unique, it's so wonderful, it's people, it's culture, it's languages, and just the land, you know, the seas and the land, and everywhere is beautiful, from Central Australia to the VRD to the Gulf and the islands. So I can't really think of a better place than here at home.
No, and then picking up the inaugural Indigenous Alumnus Award at the awards ceremony on Thursday night, did it feel like just a really warm and lovely acknowledgement?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was probably what really brought it home. Is a very, what you do see it as a very kind recognition. But as I was saying on the night, it's a recognition of thanks for the work done, but also I think we also need to give thanks back to those who educate us, those who help us, those who teach us, but also mentor us through university. And, you know, I couldn't do what I'm doing now if it wasn't for back in the day with those teachers and lecturers and supports that you had as a young student.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we had a beautiful welcome to country from Richard Fijo, and he talked about education being a light that's given by educators to those there who are you know, doing their educational journey. And I thought, what a wonderful way to describe it.
Oh, an absolutely inspiring speaker. I think, you know, that was to be, listen to what he said was wise, but so generous, but also I think it's such a way that to actually think about those sort of things, about how people give and share their knowledge, and that's really such a wonderful thing. And it was a fantastic way of to think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then of course we had everybody who was awarded an alumnus award on the night. We had the Distinguished Alumnus Award, and there were some incredible people that were in that category. You yourself were in that and took out the big award. Amazing. Well done.
That was definitely a shock. That's definitely a double. I'm obviously very incredibly humble. I know so many friends, so many colleagues, so many professions have come through NTU, CTU, and that award as the first recipient. It's a great honour, and I'm sure it'd be a lovely thing to see such an award keep on going.
Yeah. Absolutely. And David, do you find the alumni connection still alive and well? Is that something that is there?
Yes, I think it does. I think what's the great thing about Charles Darwin University, and when I went through the law faculty, is because we're a smallish university, you still have those lifelong friendships, and you have lifelong friendships with your friends who have gone through university, who are still in the, in my case, the legal profession, and you see around Darwin and around the territory, and it does keep a really strong, I think, connection between us, and a connection back to the university, as I say, for the thanks that it's given us.
Yeah, absolutely. So where are you going to hang these amazing awards? Are they going to be in the office on you know, or are they going to be at home? Where are you going to pop them?
Very shamelessly, they're already in the office on the wall.
No!
but they are absolutely beautiful and lovely. Yes.
Yeah, they are. They are indeed. And it was so nice to share the night with you, David. I look forward to many years of these amazing awards and to see you holding more in your hot little hands.
Thank you so much, Mel. All right.